In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. Peace, bring it all to peace. The storm surrounding me, let it break. At your name, still, call the sea to still, the rage in me to still, every wave. At your name, Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, breathe, call these bones to live, call these lungs to sing. Yeah.
What?
Sorry. I just got back from a 5-mile run. Ew. I'm very, very tired. But, sorry. Welcome to Discovery.
Hold on. Can I get you, like, a water or something?
That'd be great.
Okay, I'm gonna go do that.
Okay. All right. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Welcome to Discovery Land and Quest Online. Have you ever had a time when you really needed something to drink, like me right now? I'm gonna do that. Bree?
You know, talking about quenching our thirst makes me think about the part of God's big story where we're going to explore today. Today's wonder truth is God sent Jesus to save us, and we're going to hear about what Jesus came to earth to offer us. Feeling better?
Yeah, okay. Much better. Okay. I think I'm ready. Okay. So, but before we start into our story, let's pray. Thank you, God, for being here today. Help us to listen to the words that you want us to hear. Help us to understand the wonder of your word today. Reveal yourself to us, helping us to know more about how we can live for you. We can praise you for sending Jesus to save us. In Jesus' name, amen. Mm-hmm.
Jesus spent a lot of time all over Israel healing people and teaching them the good news about God's kingdom. One time, Jesus, who was Jewish, decided to travel from Judea in southern Israel to Galilee in northern Israel. To get there, Jesus traveled through Samaria.
And this was strange because Jews and Samaritans, they didn't really like each other. Most Jews avoided going to Samaria. They looked down on the Samaritans. They rejected them. They just stayed away altogether. But Jesus had something else in mind. As he traveled, Jesus came to a town called Sychar. While his disciples went into Sychar to buy food, Jesus rested at the well just outside of town.
Jesus's resting spot was actually a pretty well-known spot in Samaria. It was a well, which was named after Jacob, Abraham's grandson. Jacob was one of the fathers of the Jewish faith. And while Jesus was resting, a woman arrived at the well. But this wasn't just any woman. It was a Samaritan woman. Just then, Jesus asked the woman for a drink from the well.
The Samaritan woman replied to Jesus, "You're a Jew and I'm a Samaritan woman. How can you be asking me for a drink?" She was surprised that this Jewish man would ask her for this. She knew the history. She knew Jews and Samaritans, they don't talk to each other. We don't get along.
Right. But Jesus said, "You do not know what God's gift is, and you do not know who is asking you for a drink. If you did, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water."
The woman replied, "You don't have anything to get your water with." She was still thinking about what was really right, just right in front of her, right? She said, "The well is deep, and where can you get this living water? Our father Jacob, he gave us this well. He drank from it himself, so did his sons and his livestock. Are you more important than him?"
But Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But anyone who drinks the water I give them will never be thirsty. In fact, the water I give them will become a spring of water in them. It will flow up into eternal life."
Now this got the woman's attention. She replied to Jesus, "Sir, give me this water. Then I will never be thirsty and I won't have to keep coming to get water." All she could think about is not having to go to this well all the time for water anymore.
Right. So Jesus said to her, "Go, get your husband and come back." But the woman replied and said, "I don't have a husband."
And Jesus agreed with her and said, "You're right. You have actually had 5 husbands, and the man you're with now, he's not your husband."
The woman was surprised again. She said, "Sir, I can see that you are a prophet. Our people have always worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews say that we must worship in Jerusalem."
And Jesus responded, "Believe me, a time is coming where you won't worship God on a mountain, but you will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. for this is the kind of worship that God is looking for.
The woman said, I know that the Messiah, the Christ and Savior, is coming. And when he comes, he will explain everything. And then Jesus said to her, I am he.
The Samaritan woman left with her water jar and ran back into town, saying to everyone, come, come see this man who's told me everything I've ever done. Could this actually be the Messiah?
And everyone in the town was absolutely amazed. And they went to go see him. And many believed in Jesus because of what the woman said.
God sent Jesus to a rejected woman from a rejected group of people to show that God has never rejected any of them or anyone. Jesus knew everything the Samaritan woman had ever done, but Jesus still wanted to give her the living water of eternal life because he had come to save her from her sins. All the wrong things she had said and done that separated from God, that didn't matter anymore.
Right. And just as God sent Jesus to save this woman from her sins, he sent Jesus to save you and me from our sins. Because of Jesus, we can have a relationship with God now and forever. We can have eternal life with him. Because of Jesus, we can be saved.
That's right. Today we heard a lot about how Jesus offered something better than just regular old water to the Samaritan woman. Do you remember what Jesus offered her? That's right. Jesus had something better than just normal water. He offered living water that produces eternal life. God sent Jesus to save this woman at the well and each of us from our sins. The wrong things we say and do that separate us from God. That's what sin means. Mm-hmm. But you get to make an important decision with all this. Are you going to receive this gift that God has to offer? Are you going to take it? Are you going to accept the forgiveness of our sins through Jesus? Jesus took our place on the cross so that our sins can be forgiven and we can live forever with God. And this is good news. And just as Jesus shared this good news with many people, including the woman at the well, we can share the good news with others.
So during our respond time, think of three people you know who need to hear the good news that God loves them and he sent Jesus to save us. Maybe these will be people in your family. Maybe they're friends or neighbors, people on your bus or in your class at school, kids you see at the park, or people at the grocery store or the post office, or even people in another country. You don't even have to know their names. God knows exactly who they are. So we'll give you a minute to think of these three people. You can write their names down to remember them if you have something to write with, and if not, just keep it in your brain.
This week, look for times and ways that you can tell other people about how Jesus loves them and came to save them. Have courage and be ready to share the good news of Jesus with those around you. Remember that Jesus, he came for everyone. And before we leave today, let's pray for each person whose name you wrote down or whose name came to mind. God, thank you for how you sent Jesus for us. God, we pray for each of these people in our hearts and our minds today. We pray that they would know how much you love them and that they would follow Jesus too. Strengthen us with wisdom and courage and excitement to tell others the good news about Jesus. Amen.
Amen. All right, so now we're going to end our time today with a blessing. So go ahead and hold out your hands like you're receiving a gift. And we'll read the blessing over you. God sent Jesus to a group of ignored people, and he brought hope to the world. May you always remember that you can have hope in Jesus, no matter who accepts or ignores you on earth. God sent Jesus to save you because he loves you.